1 in Canner Highway, west of Old England.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Amen, and from what the devil had planned for you.
Amen. That's why things happened abruptly, and you regretted it a long time till you really got saved and began to understand. Now, God's mercy. Stop looking back. It will stop or impede your progress, and it will abort your destiny. In Matthew 14, we see, well, go to Matthew 14, verse 29 and 30. Matthew 13, I'm sorry, yeah. The story of Peter, we know well, on the boat, in the storm. Jesus walking on the water in the storm at I think it was the third watch or the fourth watch, wee hour of the morning, dark, wind blowing, rain, waves. And in verse number 29, the Lord said, come. Peter said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Next verse. But, somebody say but. See, you got to understand something about but. Faith kicks butt. Amen. Anytime we see that word but, faith will kick it. Look at somebody tell them, I'm kicking butt. With my faith. But when he saw, there you go with the eyes again, where his eyes were on Jesus, but got in there. And see the reason but got in there, when Peter made his statement, he said, Lord, if it had a way to, it had a doorway to come in, if that be you. That's why we must be people of the Spirit and know I'm not guessing. This ain't coming out of my mind. This ain't my opinion. It's coming from Holy Spirit. And you can bank on that. You can build on that. You are anchored in that. When it comes out of your spirit and you know it's God, ain't no buts, ain't no ifs, ain't no maybes. Stand firm on that. Keep it going into your eye gate. Keep it coming out of your mouth. Keep it going into your ear. It will come to pass. It will change the atmosphere. It will push back the darkness. It will preserve you, and you will overcome. Look at somebody, tell them, fight. Stop being a chump. Oh, you ain't nothing but a chump. Some folks wouldn't even mess with you because you was a chump. Oh, man, he ain't nothing but a chump. I ain't messing with him. Tell somebody again, stop being a chump. Fight. Some of us need to unleash that lion in us. Lion ain't scared of nobody. A lion ain't scared of a whole bunch of nobodies. Let me get that last verse, Matthew 14, verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. That fear caused him to begin to sink, and then he cried. Somebody say, chump. No, he's just acting like, Peter wasn't no chump, but he was acting like a chump. He cried. How many of y'all crying? Look at you. How many of y'all crying? I don't mean Holy Ghost tears. I mean just crying. He cried, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. See, his standing hadn't changed. You know, he's acting like a chump. God is always there to rescue us. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing about God. He's always there to rescue you. Amen. When our heart is overwhelmed, I will look unto the rock that is higher than I. Amen. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. I mean, our dependence is upon him. In him we live and we move and we have our being. The second point, the first thing is, when you look behind, it aborts destiny. When you look at your difficulties, it will depress you. You look at, all you see is trouble, it will sink you. It depresses. It causes fear and doubt. And you have not received the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Tell somebody again, fight.
Fight,
fight the good fight of faith. Jesus went on to say, all ye of little faith. He was saying puny faith. Cry baby. I just added that in there. Same difference. Let me tell you something. You know, the enemy wants your attention. You can't be running in a race trying to look beside you, see how far people are behind you. Mess around, stumble, follow your head. Looking behind you and looking at stuff. And No. Keep your eyes on the prize, on the finish line. Tell somebody right now, keep your eyes on the Christ. No matter how amazing, how wonderful, how much, how long-term, keep your eyes on the Christ. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Just one bite at a time. Numbers chapter 13. Tell somebody, the devil wants your attention. Numbers 13, verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Look at somebody, tell you, the devil just wants your attention. Now remember, they also had the promise of God, but they took their eyes off of it. Only them kept focused on the promise of God. Let us go up at once and possess it. For God, we are well able. Why are we well able? God gave us a promise. Somebody shout, I have a promise. Come on, say, I have a promise. Say it one more time. I have a promise from God. God has sworn by himself. With God, there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. I see somebody that's got knocked down in the spirit. Let me tell you something. Just get back up. I just saw somebody get knocked down in the spirit. Just get back up. Don't worry. God gonna fix everything. How many know every now and then we get knocked down? Every now and then you slip. Every now and then you get cast up. It happens. Everything is temporary, but it doesn't change the course of your destiny. It doesn't change what God has promised you. It doesn't change what God is doing. Do you believe? I said, do you believe? You activate this with your faith. You don't believe the word, you can believe something. unconsciously you believe. You came in and sat on these chairs just knowing. If you didn't believe that chair was going to hold you, you wouldn't have sat there. Believe, oh, no, not this one. I ain't sitting here. I don't believe that could hold me. No, you just came in there without any doubt, just floop, in these nice, comfortable chairs. Well, that's how it ought to be in the spirit realm. We just are so confident as to what God has said that we can activate all aspects of our life through faith. Don't just do stuff way out of order that has nothing to do with your destiny. Make everything line up with your destiny, with what God, what the Lord has promised you, and keep that word before you. And even when your natural mind and your natural self is fighting it, tell him what he better do. Amen. Discipline and train him. He don't run nothing here. The spirit man runs it. Remember, Adam was created a spirit in the likeness of God. Man, during that time, that pristine time, his spirit governed everything. His spirit governed his body, everything. So the devil wants your attention. Number four, if we look to Jesus consistently, we will consistently overcome. Amen. That means that there has to be patience and endurance. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong, but rather to him that will endure. There are times or seasons where you just must be patient and wait upon God. And while you're waiting, trust him. While you're waiting, let him purge you. Your dross comes out in the fire. Don't worry about it. Listen, your standing doesn't change. Even when God got you in the fire and he's purging you and you don't feel good about yourself and your mind, all kind of thoughts, God is purging. Your standing is still that of a son. Amen. And finally, give me Hebrews chapter 12 real quick. Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. No time for fainting. Time to endure. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Thank you.